Hey, what is up everybody? I'm Keshav and welcome to the first ever episode of the Creatives Podcast. Let's do this. So today's topic of this podcast, I'm just blabbering on my very first podcast. I'm going to keep this real. So the topic of today's podcast is art block, creative block, photography block, film block. Just kidding. Whatever block that you face artistically is the topic of this podcast, man. So the thing is, this is how it's going to work for this episode. What I've done is I've asked people on Instagram to give out their opinions and comments on, art block and creative block and such. And I wanted them to share their perspectives. So this podcast will be featuring you guys as the guest of this podcast. I'm not sure how this podcast is going to go, by the way. I'm just going to, some days it's going to be solo episodes. Some days I'm going to bring people on because I have lots of very artistic, artsy friends that I want to bring on. And, I want to dig their mind because, I want to learn stuff, man. I want to learn stuff. And also, I want to learn to talk and write and think. And one of the ways that you do that is by talking out loud your ideas and your opinions. Because, talking helps you to organize your thoughts. And, it helps you to think more clearly. At least that's what I've been told. And so far, it's been very therapeutic. So this podcast for me is in a therapy. It's like free therapy for me. Like Casey Neistat's couples therapy. This is Keshav's artistic therapy. I should probably change the name of my podcast. So anyways, so let's get into this, shall we? So the first comment that actually, popped up when I was, when I went through these posts. Damn it, my internet is not working. Holy shit. I'm not going to swear on this podcast. And then my assistant right here, not assistant, my intern right here probably wants me to like cut and do this thing again. I'm just going to keep this real. He's saying something. You can say it out loud. I don't mind. What is it?
I'll film you talking.
He wants to film me when I'm talking. Okay. Oh, you want to film me while I'm talking with my camera phone now?
Yeah, I'll promote you in Instagram.
But how will I see the comments that people have posted? Okay, cool. Yeah. So here's the deal. This person, Madan.12, I think that's the name of the person. The Madan.12 asked, "What is art block?" Oh yeah, that's his name. So Madan.12, here's my definition of art block. First of all, a follower already like chimed in and he gave his really cool definition, which by the way is cool. But here's my definition. Art block is a state of mind. Clearly, it's a state of mind where you feel like you don't have anything inside you. You don't have any ideas, any raw materials, any inspiration, or any creativity to work with to create a level of work that you expect. So here are the keywords here. It's one, it's a state of mind, and two is the inability to create the word and create the work that you are expecting, because those two things are what probably, what makes up of art block, at least in my opinion. By the way, all of this is my opinion. Just this is my take on things. This is how I've experienced art block. This is how I've overcome, that phase in the past, and how I keep myself from not going there often. Or even if I go there, I don't mind about it. I don't think about it much and I just like roll with it. Like I don't mind, So a couple of things. One, the biggest fuel for art block, what I think, is expectations. Expectations is what fuels art block. And here's the deal, man. Like you want to create a certain piece of work. Like you want to take a photograph here, you want to draw a drawing, you want to make a film, you want to create a piece of music, you want to do this, you want to do that, and you have this certain level of standard in your head, you know, you have the standard of quality for the art that you're making. And it, you know, it's good to have those standards, because those are the standards which guide you to, you know, create. Those are the standards that you're aiming for, and those things are the ones that provide you the motivation to, you know, keep working and do the things that you want to do. But the problem with that is, if you use that standards in an unhealthy way, you won't be able to create all the time. Let's say, example, you know, you have this standard, say you want to make work like this at this level, whatever level that may be, and you expect to make that work at that level all the time. And when you don't make a piece of work or a content at that level and it falls below that level, you suddenly get demotivated. And you do that a couple of times, you eventually, you know, get into this phase where you're really demotivated to you know, create, and you feel like not creating because it has become a negative reinforcement thing inside your head. You know, it's like anything, because your brain works like this. If you do something, you get rewarded in your brain by, you know, a little chemical called dopamine. And that's how science works. I don't want to get too sciencey on this podcast. It's an artistic podcast, man. Yeah. Anyways, you know, you do something, your brain rewards you and you feel good. So you do that thing again, so that in expectation that your brain will reward you again. That's how things work. That's how life works. You know, you go out to do something. You like the process of doing it, and also the reward that you get at the end of it. And if you don't get the reward and you just keep on churning out things, and you kind of feel demotivated at points. And that's one of the biggest reasons, you know, that's one of the things that fuels art block, you know, or at least the formation of art block or the symptoms. You show artistic, no, art block symptoms in the, you know, in the process. Expectations, man, expectations, because you cannot create work at the same level all the damn time, right? And it's very hard to do that. And one of the biggest reasons people feel blocked is because when they sit down to draw something, when they sit down to create something, the work that they create in that moment does not meet their level of expectations. And that's why people say art block doesn't exist. That's why some artists say art block doesn't exist. Because those artists don't have expectations in terms of the work they produce. They have expectations in terms of the work they put in, not the work they get out. There is a difference. You can expect to put more work in, put more effort in, but you cannot expect how the work would come, comes out. I've told this in the past in a video of mine. You know, there's a saying in the Hindu mythology, Bhagavad Gita, what it says is that you have the right to the fruits. Wait, I'm murdering this. This guy is distracting me all the time with walking. This is my intern, dude. Yeah, okay. The thing, what it says is that it says that you have the right for the labor, not for the results it produces. Again, I'm doing a literal translation of the quote, but the thing, what it says is that you have the right to put in the work, but you don't have the right to expect the results it delivers, because the result is a byproduct of the work. And whatever work you put in, you'll get the results as a result of the work that you've put in. So that's how it works. You know, you cannot expect the result, and you just can't expect the amount of effort you can put in for a particular piece of thing. So yeah, and expectations is what fuels art block. And let's address this big question, like, does art block exist or it doesn't? You know, some artists say it does, some artists say it doesn't. And the answer is, I'm just gonna like cut to the chase here and say both of them are right. It really depends on the mindset that you have at that moment. If someone says art block exists, they are right, because it does exist. Meaning, you will feel demotivated sometimes. you will feel burnt out, probably because you pulled an all-nighter last night, you know, for the work, and you don't feel like creating this morning. You will feel, you know, unsatisfied and frustrated with your work because you're probably not at the level of, you know, quality that you want, because you're probably comparing yourself to other people. And now another thing that fuels art block, man, like, let me tell you, if you're comparing yourself to other people, that's crazy. Don't do that. It's a good thing to compare yourself to people to learn, but not good to compare yourself to people to put yourself down. If you're putting yourself down by comparing yourself to other people, just don't do that. That's insane. I've done that in the past. I do that sometimes, but I catch myself these days. So I like badly compare myself to other people. And and sometimes there are times when you compare yourself and you don't even notice. It's very hard to notice that. I do that sometimes too. And so yeah, like, don't compare yourself to other people. And here's the dealio. Art block does exist, you know, that's one. Art block also doesn't exist, that's two. It's because, you know, like, some artists don't have expectations in terms of the work that they produce today. That's as simple as that. If you're taking a photograph right here, like, you know, Varun here, you know, my intern dude, he's doing something called the 88 days of photography. You know, Varun, come here for a second. Did you feel more unmotivated? You know, what he's doing, by the way, is like, he's clicking a photograph every single day for the next 88 days. No, I think he's on day, what day?
68,
yeah, you know, okay, 60, he's on day 68, and did you ever feel unmotivated during this process?
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, wow. I was unmotivated, like, for, I was there in a place where I had to click portraits in my small point and shoot camera.
Okay, you gave yourself a challenge for a couple of days, right? Yeah. Okay.
So that point of time,
he, by the way, takes photographs with the DSLR, so that's his main thing, and he gave himself a challenge to, like, take photographs with a point and shoot. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
So there was a point of time where I never clicked good photos and I felt bad about myself. People started to say that you aren't doing a great job, go back to DSLR.
Uh-huh.
Don't click pictures with point and shoot, it's not your thing. But what I thought was, I took up a challenge,
uh-huh,
let's finish it. But when I started to regret that I wasn't taking proper photos,
okay,
the next day my results were better.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Things were getting better. I was able to click pictures better in the point and shoot camera. So
you felt better. Yeah. First, it was demotivating.
Yeah. That 88 day space, I created four sections.
Okay.
First 22, second 22, third 22, and fourth 22.
Oh, right. Okay.
So the second 22 was all point and shoot camera.
Okay.
So shooting with that camera, it was during the 15th day, I think, I started to really regret why did I ever challenge myself to take pictures with this point and shoot.
Okay.
And just the next day when I started to shoot with point and shoot,
uh-huh,
it was completely different, you know. The perspectives were different, I started to feel better, the pictures were better. During the 22nd day, when I stopped
with the point and shoot thing,
yeah,
okay,
I felt like, okay, that was one hell of an experience, you know.
It was a good experience.
Yeah.
But it was bad during, at least at the start of that thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a block over there.
Okay, you had a block. How do you feel right now?
I feel I could even shoot with a basic camera.
Okay, now you feel your pictures are better because I keep seeing your Instagram profile and it's like the pictures have gotten better. Because you've learned to, true. Your beginning pictures was decent.
Okay.
Your point and shoots were crap. But it was supposed to be crap.
Yeah, yeah.
But it got better.
Yeah.
Now that you've learned to make stuff with really bad supplies.
Yeah.
Now you can, your art that you're making with really good piece of equipment has gotten better.
Yeah.
I can see the improvement.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is how it goes. Thank you. Cool. So yeah, this is how it goes, you know, like, another reason, probably Varun felt bad because he didn't expect that he will take bad pictures with pointed shoes. He's shaking his head right now. Yeah, he expected all the 88 pictures to be great masterpieces, possibly. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons, you know, expectations. I keep pushing this because, you know, it's a lesson that I need to learn myself. Too many expectations kills creativity. I keep saying that. Too much expectations always kills creativity. It pushes you into the state of being so blocked that you don't even want to create stuff because you think you cannot make the art that you're supposed to make, in when in reality you can only make art that you can make, you know, that you're capable of making. So that is the reason why Art Block does exist. And it's also the reason it doesn't exist, because some professional artists out there don't have that mindset of having expectations in terms of the results they produce. They just make sure they show up every day and they do the work, or show up consistently and do the work. So yeah, I want to get to these, discussions with you guys. And I want to quickly, you know, go through them, because I liked a couple of these things and I really wanted to share them. Let's start with sandwich_mister. You got a cool username there, sir. So yeah, Art Block is just a form of holding you back from making art. Everyone has it, and everyone has a form of handling it. It can be frustrating, but that's the point. You're trying too hard for a drawing, and that's why your drawings don't turn out right. So true. You have lots of ideas that you don't know about until you clear your head. So yeah, he kind of summed it up really well. You know, you're trying too hard for a drawing, or you're trying too hard for a picture, or you're trying too hard for a piece of work. Like, it is good to try too hard, but if your end goal is a result, which is good, sometimes you need a mix of both, all right? You need to have some expectations in terms of the result. That's why I said too much expectations kills creativity. I never said expectations kills creativity. You know, too much of that is bad, and too little of that is bad as well, you know? And another thing, _PrithviArt says, I don't know if this is Art Block or not, but when I try to draw something, sometimes it doesn't come out right. After trying for a few times, I kind of lose my interest in drawing that thing. That's a good point. And that's what I was saying. The thing is, Prithvi, you think there is a right way of art. You say it doesn't come out right. Like, yeah, I get it. You have a standard. And that's the standard that's probably, you know, that standard is probably the one that's probably blocking you. You know, you get that. So I think these guys get it. These guys already get it. And I'm happy that they're sharing their opinion right here. So I'm just like going through these comments and trying to see if, you know, like if something strikes me. _XCarlosX_. You guys have these cool usernames, man. Okay, I'm telling you. I think Art Block does exist. And it's really frustrating. I had it during midterms, and I had to write multiple essays. When I get bored, I doodle, and the doodles give me ideas. I couldn't draw anything, and all my essays were trash, and so were my drawings. I think one of the best ways to get rid of it is to take a break. I took a 5-day break of no drawing, and my head was pumping with ideas when I got back. Or just get all your bad drawings out until you like your drawings again. This is a very profound, profound comment. Let me tell you that. Everything that I wanted to say exists in this comment, to be honest. You know, another reason for Art Block is probably if you've overworked yourself, if you're not getting enough sleep, if you're not getting enough exercise, you haven't been eating right for the past couple of days, or past couple of months, or past couple of years, you will feel blocked. Trust me, energy is a big factor when it comes to creativity. You know, you won't feel creative when you're feeling like a piece of crap thrown down a garbage hole, you know. So you won't. You'll feel frustrating. You'll feel bad. You know, that's why, you know, Art Block, if you're sick, if you're physically sick, mentally sick, if you're down, if you had a fight with your parents, if you had a fight with your partner or something, you know, you had a misunderstanding, you had this, you did that, you're not feeling good, you probably won't feel creative. And I don't think we should classify those things as art block, you know. Art block is a state where you don't feel like creating for an extended period of time. So you'll probably feel these mini art block phases for a couple of hours, a couple of minutes, a couple of seconds, you know, throughout the days and throughout the weeks and throughout the months. But, you know, for me, art block is a phase where you don't feel like creating for like an extended period, say like a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Some people, you know, like they don't feel like creating for like 5-6 months. And that's okay. That's their way of art block. And Keshart Squad, Keshart underscore Squad, by the way, is my fan page. He's a kid, and he hosts this fan page of mine. I'm so happy and flattered, to be honest, at the same time, that I have a fan page. That is crazy. Anyways, yeah, shout out to Keshart underscore Squad, KESHRT underscore Squad. That's the handle. I'm just promoting it here. So yeah, his thing is, the biggest problem with beginners like me is that the mindset that others are better than them and they don't have the correct equipment, and because we're teens and we don't earn. And I'm lucky in this area because my parents are very supportive and want me to follow my dreams. This is a good thing. This is another reason. So a couple of reasons you probably have art block is, one, you have too much expectations in terms of the results that you want to produce. So make lots of bad art. Get it out of your system. Or probably another reason is that you've overworked yourself too much. You feel burnt out. You feel uncreative. Is that a word? Uncreative? I'm not sure. You feel not creative. You don't feel creative. That's the word. So, and you're facing, you know, some sort of a block. Three, another reason for art block is that you're probably comparing yourself to other people. That's a big one. That's a big one for me. You know, I've had these phases in my life where I have actually not created because I felt that my work doesn't deserve the spotlight, or my work doesn't, you know, deserve to be where it needs to be because there are other people out there who are doing way better creative stuff than I am. And that's a very sick mindset that you probably shouldn't have. You know, I watched an interview a long back of Neil Gaiman, you know, the writer. And he said that, you know, like someone was asking him a question that, the question was, well, let me think. The question was, someone told that kid that they shouldn't do or get into creative field because there are enough creative people in the field. And we don't need more. And Gaiman said is the dumbest thing that he has ever heard. And he's right. Because there aren't enough people in the creative field. If you look at it, trust me, there's always new perspective that can be introduced. Are there too many creative people? Yes. Are there enough creative people? I don't think so. Because everybody can bring something new to the table if they work hard, if they learn to express themselves, they're self-aware enough to, you know, to know what they want. They can, every single one of them can bring something unique to the table if they learn to work hard and be themselves. Because everyone is so unique, so damn unique, man. Like the things that I like, you won't like them. Like the combinations of things that I like, you won't like them. And everybody has a unique set of gifts and packages that they can offer to the world. And that is crazy. So yeah. Probably comparing yourself to other people, you know, it puts you down into a state. I've stopped doing that. I've broken that habit. I think I don't compare myself to other artists. I just like take inspiration from other artists. I never compare myself to other artists, because if you look at the reality, everyone has gone through their own things, and probably if you're comparing yourself to someone else, they've done things that you haven't done. Or they have sacrificed things that you haven't sacrificed, or you are not willing to sacrifice to get the things that you want. You know, someone who is probably at the very top of his field, you know, for example, this doesn't have to be like that way. Some person, you know, probably at the very top of his or her field, may have sacrificed one or few sections of their inner life, like they don't have a family, or they don't spend time too much, and you know, spend too much time with their family or friends, or they don't have a social life, but they're okay with it because they want to sacrifice those things in order to get there where they want to in terms of their work. But, you know, if you are looking at me, say, I don't want to do that. Like, you know, if I compare myself to someone who's really at the top of their field, then I say, ooh, they've got it really good, but they don't, you know, do the things that I like, you know, because I'm not willing to sacrifice those things. So yeah, comparison is very unequal. You know, it's impossible to compare two people because they've both gone through different circumstances. They're built in different ways. They think in different ways. You have an advantage. They have an advantage. You have a disadvantage. They have a disadvantage. If you really think about it, comparison is like a killer, and it's a dumb thing. And you know, the best thing you can compare yourself, and Jordan Peterson says, don't compare yourself to other people. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, today. So try to be 1% better than yesterday, today, and you're good to go. That's a great advice, man. But somehow it doesn't go into my head. Like, you hear all these advices, it never goes into your head. So yeah, anyways, moving on to the next thing. Brennan Pearson. Hey, Brennan, you got a cool DP, by the way. Nice art. I think it does exist, that's what he says, but it can be avoided. Being an artist is an always changing and growing process. So as long as you're creating, whether it's inspired or not, you're growing as an artist. Part of the process is just forcing yourself to create even when you don't feel like it. Then you prove to yourself that you have the talent even in the moment where you're about to quit forever. I've been there so many times, but from pressing through, I've been able to train myself to just breeze past artist block most of the time, in brackets. That's what he says. It's a process that looks different for everyone. So true, so true. You know, you take that example of Varun, you know, with his 88 days of portraits, you know, clicking photographs and stuff. You know, that's what he did. He pushed through. Like, he pushed through the process. So I think art block, if you look at it from a grand scale, you know, look at it from the perspective of your entire life, it's like a minute momentary phase that you will probably go through. And if you have that perspective in mind all the time, it's like, I don't know, it's like very short-term amount of pain for a long-term fulfillment or happiness or peace or whatever. So yeah, great comment, man. Great advice. And on that thing, on pushing through, I have another comment from Red Cardinal Crafts. That's the handle. I've experienced it. I think as artists we all have. I unknowingly gave myself a challenge this year. I didn't start out that way. I did a cartoon sketch of myself on January 1st and that was fun. So I did another one on the next day and so on. I kept it up and I'm proud to say that I've done a daily drawing every day for this year. That is amazing, by the way. Red Cardinal Crafts. That's pretty cool. It's just a little sketch of what I did that day. I started January 1st and I have 21 days to go. Oh yeah, that's right. We are in December. Holy mother. Oh my God. The year is almost over. Okay, back to the comment. It has forced me to draw even on those days I didn't want to, but I showed up. I got through it. Some days, drawings are better than others. Some days, I was really in the mood and led me to other drawing ideas. I only have a few followers on Instagram, but they look forward to seeing what I've been up to each day. So that keeps me going too. It's been great. I pushed myself, learned a lot. It taught me that I have more to learn. Hands are hard, man. Need to do studies on those. Tell me about it. Overall, it's been great, and doing so, I've created a complete sketch journal of my life this year. That is amazing, by the way. I think I'll keep it going for 2019. So happy you're doing your podcast. Wishing you all the best. Thank you, Red Cardinal Crafts. That's one. Congratulations. I'd like to take this moment to congratulate you for doing a drawing every single day. That is hard. Trust me. So yeah, I tell people to draw every single day, but I myself draw on most days. So when I say draw every day, that means I tell people like to draw on most days, like 4, 5, 6 days a week. That is good. You know, if you can do it 7 days a week, that is even better, right? There's only 7 days a week. So yeah. By the way, Red Cardinal Crafts, amazing stuff. Like, congratulations. You know, like, put up a video on like of your sketch journal on Instagram. Like, guys, go follow her and check out her work, or his work. I'm sorry, I don't know if you're a man or a woman, so yeah, there's that. So yeah, go check out Red Cardinal Crafts' work, and yeah, good job on that. It's very hard to draw every day, and good luck on finishing that. So yeah, one of the reasons, let me first summarize that, what are the things that lead to art block, and I'll get to the part where we can talk about how you can, you know, overcome art block. So to summarize, one of the things that lead to art block: one, expectations in terms of the work that you want to produce; two, if you overworked yourself, or if you're having some sort of a physical or mental health problems, or if you had a fight with your family, you know, other, all these external circumstances that doesn't, you know, go your way, those probably could fuel your art block. Three, what is that? Comparison. Yeah, comparison. If you're comparing yourself to other people, man, that's a killer. Trust me, that's a way that will lead you to art block. So those are my top three reasons that I have faced in the past, which has led me to art block. Now let's get to the part where we talk about on ways to overcome art block if you find yourself in art block. So one of the ways that I have overcome art blocks is that, like, I don't care about it. I really don't, because I don't have expectations. So like, I had a phase like a month or two back where, I don't know how long ago, but I had a phase where a month or two back where I was making really, really bad drawings and it wasn't working out. But I internally somehow knew that I just need to keep going. I didn't care about those things. I felt bad. I felt frustrated, but it was a very zen-like feeling. Like, you know, you feel bad and you feel frustrated, but you don't care about it because you know it's just a feeling or an emotion and you don't need to give a thought to it, right? For some weird reason, I'm very zen-like with my artistic practice, but I'm so unzen in my life. Trust me, if I was as half zen as I am with my art in my life, I'd be like a freaking, you know, Tony Robbins or something. So yeah, so I don't care about it, you know. So you will feel frustrated, feel those emotions, feel those feelings. Take a break if you have to, like take a week, take a month, take a year. You know, Stefan Stagmeister, I think that's the name of the designer. He takes a year off every 7 years. His design studio is in New York, and I read this somewhere, that he takes a whole year off of work every 7 years. So on the seventh year, he goes out to his ranch or his farm or something, and he just thinks and does work. Or he thinks and does nothing. I don't know what he does, trust me. But he does something, or he doesn't do something. And he takes a break off every 7 years. That's too insane for me. I cannot do that. If I take a break off every 7 years, I'd probably go out of business. So I cannot do that. But I usually take breaks. I've learned to take breaks off because I'm a freelancer. I used to work from home. Now I have this little studio space which I come to every Monday to Friday and Saturday sometimes, you know. So what I do is, I take breaks every Sundays, you know, that seems to refuel me. Also have a very strict work schedule, which is that I come in at 9:30 and I go back home for lunch at like 2, then come back for, you know, at like 3 or 4, then work till like 6 or 7, then I go back home. I don't think about work. I have a regimented schedule. So one of the ways that you can, you know, deal with art block is learning to take breaks and learning to segregate your work and your life separately, you know, and properly. And most young people who are probably listening to this podcast, who wants to improve on their art and stuff, you don't need this advice, you know. Like, even here, Varun here, he's young, he's new, to this world of making art and making art as a living and stuff. he probably doesn't need this advice right now to like segregate his work and life. He probably needs to work 24/7 at this point. And even most people who are listening to this podcast, you're probably not burnt out or something. You probably have too much expectations, and what you just need to do is just push through. For the 90% of the people who are listening to this podcast, you just need to push through. For the very few people who are really overworked, who are really burnt out, you probably need to take a break. So that's as simple as that. Maybe you need to take a mini break. You know, even Varun here, probably after 88 days of portraits, he needs to take a week off or a day off. Oh, he's shaking, he's nodding his head. No, he's probably going to continue that, right? Yeah, so it's a habit. See, he needs to push through. So yeah, or he can do, he can take a week off and he can do something called 888 days of portraits, right? Then he probably needs to take a week off. Trust me. He's saying no, he's probably not going to do that. So yeah, so that's how it works. You know, you need to take a break. And I want to share this comment by Shivam.max. I actually had that art block, aka creative block. I was running out of ideas and didn't have any idea what to do. So the things that helped me was, number one, listening to music. Two, getting out and roaming and watching everything that was going around me. Three, reading storybooks. Four, watching anime, Japanese animation. I know that. Five, spending time with friends and asking them what they would like to see as my art. Sometimes your friends have great ideas. And at last, six, sketching something rough. Can be a character or learning a new style that I was unaware of or something. Shivam, great comment, man. I want to address this, a couple of things in this comment, which really struck me. One, you do these lots of weird things that you like to get out of art block. Like go out with your friends or go out with your families. What I do is I like try to go out with my families and friends, you know, outside, like go watch a movie, hang out with my cousins, you know, go out with my friends. You know, that really helps me, you know, to rejuvenate and recreate, you know, like get in all the raw materials for me to create next time. Sometimes you're in an art block because your creative bank account is empty. What that means is like creativity works like this. You have raw materials inside your head, and you take those raw materials out and you make art. And you get those raw materials by doing the stuff that you do in your life, by observing things. And if you don't observe enough things, you'll run out of raw materials. If you have run out of raw materials, you will not be able to make art. It's as simple as that. So you do all these things like going out, watching TV, movies, television, music, all these things, you know, you do all these things to fill your creative bank account. I cannot believe I didn't address this earlier. This is a very important thing. Creative bank account, very, very, very important. So another thing I want to address in this comment by Shivam.max is spending time with friends and asking them what they would like to see as my art. Sometimes your friends have great ideas. This is a very, 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 very good idea. We as artists think that everything that we make should be our own authentic original thing. Like if we make some stuff where other people say that we are doing something wrong or bad or we're not original. Art creativity strives within constraints. The more constraints you give yourself, the better most of the time. Too many constraints is also bad. But constraints are needed. They ground you in a specific place for you to make art. And one of the constraints that I have given myself lately, because I've been blocked with making YouTube videos 5 weeks back. Now I'm not anymore because I feel so pumped up to make YouTube videos. And one of the constraints I gave was I do this thing called One Day Monday. And it sounds funny, but hear me out. What I do is, usually my YouTube videos take a long time to produce, like 2-3 weeks to produce. Like one video takes two to three weeks. And trust me, you get a lot demotivated during that time if you're really impatient like me. And I wanted to rectify that. I want to do something simple, easy, efficient that can be quickly done, that people can enjoy and that I can be satisfied with, you know, and be consistent with. That is more important. And I did this thing called One Day Monday. What that means is that I block out entire Monday, every single Monday, to make a video. So it's like a 24-hour challenge for me to make a video from morning to night, you know, like I can make whatever I want. But that is a constraint to make it within Monday. Sometimes it goes up to like Tuesday morning, like do some final cuts and edits in the morning. But I get 90% of the work done by Monday. And that's how I do it. So that's how these one day Monday things work for me. And for some reason, holy mother of sweet baby Jesus, I got motivated after doing those things. I'm on week 5 or something. I've been doing this for the past 4 weeks. It's amazing. It's amazing how I feel. It really grounds me and also gives me enough space to work with. And I have enough time like from Tuesday to Saturday to work on other things that I want to work on. Sometimes it might be a YouTube video. Sometimes it might be a tutorial. Sometimes it might be a workshop. It gives me a time to work on other things. Also at the same time, it allows me to focus on YouTube, which is one of my passions. But I didn't want to spend too much time with it because I also had other things that I wanted to pursue. So yeah, giving these constraints really helps. And sometimes I ask people on Instagram, like, what should I draw or what should I do and stuff like that. That's another constraint. If I'm out of ideas, I ask other people to like give me art ideas. And that's a good constraint. And I'm also going to bring back my 642 Things to Draw series. That's another good constraint. A book full of ideas. It's a book full of ideas, drawing prompts, which I can use to draw things, you know. So, you know, giving these constraints are really, really helpful. You know, you strive within constraints. Trust me, you need constraints. What else? So, yeah, I'm just going to share a couple of more comments. And I'm going to end this thing. Let's see. Art blocks is a lot of times. Who's this, by the way? Who's this? Okay, another thing. Yadav God Life says, exercising and traveling to New York City helps me. If it still exists, I do something out of my comfort zone. Anything. Wear something you're not comfortable wearing. Watch a movie alone, etc., etc. That's a great thing. I'll probably incorporate that. Doing something out of, slightly pushing yourself out of your comfort zone really helps with art block. I've noticed that also. You know, I try to go online and try to learn new things from other people. And also, another thing, if you're artistic blocked, go to my YouTube channel, watch this video called Play With Your Art Every Single Day. That's a great video. I recommend that you watch that. It's a good video and it'll probably help you. That's another thing, to play with your art every single day without no expectations, trying new mediums and trying new styles and trying new things in creating a drawing every single day, which weirdly helped me. I don't know why, but that helped me. So try to do that. I think I'm gonna share another comment by Harshita Shivaramakrishna, that's her name, sorry. Art block does truly exist. One might even resent to pick up the pencil just because you know you're going to create trash. I'm currently in that phase. One canvas with a pretty good color play has been sitting here for the window for months because I couldn't get the shade I imagined right. That started it all. It is important to be open to any kind of inspiration. Just hold the tail of an idea. Just sketch the life out of it. Or just take a break and forget about it until you long for the feel of the pencil and against paper. Or change the medium. Pencil to paint to ink or to whatnot. I don't know why I said that like that. Learn a new medium so that you don't lose the touch with art. It's just a different form and guidance during the learning phase that'll help you to get back on track with different perspective and idea sources. So yeah, man. She's telling the same thing that I'm telling you. Try new mediums, try new things, variety. So to summarize all the things that you can do to get out of art block. 1, do something different. Try new mediums, try new materials, try new art supplies. 2, take a break. You probably need like a day break or 2 or 3, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a month, or just for a couple of hours. Some sort of a break. You need a break. Take a break. Go sleep. Go exercise. Something like that. Also, 3, take care of yourself. Take your health. You know, the thing is, man, like most people don't care about this shit. Okay, I'm not, am I allowed to say shit on this podcast? I don't know. Yes, no. Okay, I need to decide on that. We're going to keep this PG-13, by the way, because lots of kids hear this podcast. So no more the S word. Most people, I tell them to like exercise and eat healthy stuff and like do all these things. They just go like, he's this health nut who does, you know, does all these things. Like, dude, you don't do these things, you're going to die early. Trust me, man. And they'll point out to me to some stuff. Oh, my father, grandfather didn't exercise for the past 50 years and he's alive. Like, is he really alive? Like, how is his quality of life? Is he good? I don't think so. If you didn't exercise, it's a scientific fact. If you don't exercise and eat healthy, you're not going to feel well. You're gonna have a whole host of other problems. Like, take care of your health. That's a good way to deal with art block. 3. Have constraints. Bring yourselves up. Bring your constraints up. You know, have some sort of constraints, like in terms of the work that you produce, the time, the limit. You can use a lot of factors or variables to establish your constraints, but have constraints. Have some sort of constraints. 5. Expectations. Lose all expectations in terms of the work that you want to produce, because too much expectations always kills creativity. So yeah, that's all I wanted to share with you in this podcast, man. I think I've had everything. I have lots of comments, by the way. I have tons and tons of comments. There are tons and tons of comments, and the problem is I cannot share everything on this podcast. I can only pick a couple of things. Probably I think I should limit myself to like just 5 comments per podcast. I think that's what I need to do from the next podcast. 5 comments from from every things. So yeah, that's all I wanted to share today. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. For all the people who have commented, that means a lot to me. That definitely means a lot to me. And yeah, man, that's pretty much it. And Varun here is going to be the podcast guy, my podcast guy. He's going to be doing a good job. If he's not doing a good job with this podcast, let me know, because I'll probably tell him that he's not probably doing a good job. But so far, he's working hard, so I'm happy with it. And yeah, we'll be releasing this podcast every Mondays and Thursdays. And be sure to check them out on YouTube. There'll be a video version of this podcast where I'll be drawing something in real time, technically be a recording of me drawing something in real time, and you know, this thing on top, because most people like to put these videos on and just do their work. I do that too, and that's one of the reasons I do these podcasts. And also I'll be bringing along some really really cool guests on this podcast, because I have some really good friends and some people I look up to, by the way, who are really, really on the top of their field. I want to bring them out, pick their brains, and see how they do their things. And this, also, this podcast will be available on SoundCloud and hopefully iTunes. I don't know how, we haven't figured that out yet, but it'll be available on SoundCloud for people to download. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Usually I say thank you for watching, but you're not watching right now. So I'm just going to say thank you for listening. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye.